Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 145 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 23rd is: for 5 minutes, write about everything in your life you feel is unfair. When you finish, leave the words on the page and release them from your heart. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. In his book, The Four Agreements, author Don Miguel Ruiz explains that the second agreement we need to make with ourselves is to not take anything personally. I think most of us know this to be true on some level, but it is so much easier said than done. It is so much easier to react rather than respond when someone does something or says something we feel is unfair. But remember, we are all writing our own story, whether we realize it or not. We want to use our power of choice to harness the strength to write our own story. But some of us give up our power of choice. We let other people's actions and opinions and the conditions of the world and the circumstances of our lives bounce us around. And we write our own story by reacting to everything, rather than rising above and responding. We all make decisions out of our perception of the world. Many of these perceptions have been ingrained in us since childhood, and we are not even aware of them. But this also means that other people are operating from their own perceptions as well. And even if people say false and untrue things about us, it's not really about us. It is about them and the fear that they live in. Because when we are insecure in ourselves, then we feel the need to fix every situation and every person who we think doesn't see things the way we see them. The first thing that taking things personally does is it puts us in a self-centered mindset instead of an other-centered mindset. And it makes us easy prey for people who want to get us off our game and react. But while this definitely applies to negative things people say about us, it also applies to positive things as well. Sure, we can acknowledge and appreciate when someone does or says something nice to us, but we can't let it go to our head. This is why John Wooden said, quote, "You can't let praise or criticism get to you. It's a weakness to get caught up in either one," end quote. Becoming arrogant from the praise of others is selfish, but wallowing in self-pity due to the opinions of others is selfish also. Don Miguel Ruiz also claims that if someone says one thing and does another, then we are fooling ourselves if we don't believe their actions. Sometimes this can be very painful because we want to believe what people tell us, especially if it is someone who we have had a strong relationship with. But we will be better off if we believe their actions. And if that means enforcing boundaries and allowing someone to walk out of our lives, then that is what we need to do. And finally, not taking anything personally grants us a tremendous amount of freedom. We are no longer tied down to the emotional baggage or garbage of other people. We are only responsible for ourselves, and writing our own story gives us the freedom to make our own choices. We don't have to trust in others as much as we have to trust in ourselves to make the right decisions. But this freedom also gives us the security of knowing that our best decisions come from our heart. And when our heart becomes the source of the story we are writing, rather than words and deeds of other people in the world, then we encounter the possibility of reaching our true potential. So how about you? Can you sit down for 5 minutes and write about everything in your life you feel is unfair? And when you finish, can you leave the words on the pages and release them from your heart? Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we share stories, tools, and resources to help you write your own story so you can increase your impact as a teacher or coach by giving the young people you work with a better version of you every day.